Today marks 6 months since Governor Baker first declared a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus pandemic. In those 6 months, there have been more than 100,000 cases of COVID-19 in Massachusetts, thousands of deaths, and a second surge of positive cases as businesses and schools reopen. Stephen Kissler is an immunology and infectious disease research fellow at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, and he joins us to talk about the 6 months of the pandemic in Massachusetts and what we've learned to prepare for the future. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
So what would you say are your one or two big takeaways from how the state has handled the pandemic over these 6 months?
The state had quite a challenge on its hands early on in the pandemic, in part because the Northeast seems to be the place where the United States was hit hardest, earliest. So at the beginning of the pandemic, we didn't have a really good sense of what was going on and where the cases were, just because testing was so limited at the time. So one of the things that Massachusetts has done really well is ramped up its testing as quickly as it possibly could. And so I think that that really helped us, despite having a major wave of infection early in the spring, to keep those infections from spiraling too far out of control. So I don't want to understate the seriousness of the pandemic, but I do think that a combination of swift action and a lot of buy-in from scientists and from policymakers helped get our testing ramped up, as well as some of the other interventions that required testing to know how exactly to deploy them.
And then what about treatment? Vaccine development continues, but you know, we're hearing things like steroids might be helpful for some people and other types of medications. What do we know about treating the virus?
One of the complexities of COVID-19 is simply the number of ways that it can make a person sick. And so we, as you mentioned, the steroid-based treatments, which to my understanding are basically aimed at keeping the immune system from going haywire when it's been infected with SARS-CoV-2. Because early in the infection, you might want to ramp up the immune response, but later on, usually it's the overactive immune response that actually does a lot of the damage in the body. And so those have absolutely become integral parts of treatment plans for anyone who has severe illness. Now, there are a lot of clinical trials that are still in progress. None of the options that we have are extremely good in the sense that none of them are able to altogether block infection, and none of them are altogether capable of, you know, preventing someone from developing severe illness or dying, although mortality rates can be reduced by some of these steroid-based treatments for sure.
Now, the state is continuing to take steps to open more businesses, museums, courthouses. Should we or should we not be doing that?
I think that it's a responsible thing to do as long as we are, again, testing as much as we can. And as long as we have very clear guidelines for when we should stop and when we should reverse course. That's been one of my biggest concerns with reopening of all different sectors of the economy and of our society, is that we've developed guidelines for when we can reopen. But as far as I can tell, there are fewer clear guidelines about what we should do if cases start to rise again. So I think that that's one of the areas where we really need to think about.
So as we look ahead, say maybe the next 6 months, if we want to use that as a marker, what do we need to do? What needs to happen to return to normal? And what do you think the next 6 months might bring in terms of dealing with this virus?
So I think that you're right to look, you know, 6 months ahead, because no matter what we do, this virus will be with us for a long time and for at least that long. One of my biggest concerns is that, again, as schools are reopening, as people are spending more time indoors in the autumn and winter months, I am concerned about a late autumn and wintertime resurgence of infection. I'm not certain that that rise in cases will necessarily come, but I think it's something that a responsible citizen and a responsible society ought to be preparing for. And then as we come into the spring, I can envision, you know, hopefully at that point we will have some vaccine, at least a vaccine that will have shown effective in phase 3 trials. Hopefully that will have begun to be rolled out to healthcare workers and maybe those at highest risk. That certainly won't spell the end of the pandemic, but I think the outlook is hopeful.
Stephen Kissler is an immunology and infectious disease research fellow at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.